Not big yay.
Jeremiah, thank you for reading a word to us this morning. We appreciate that. It is audience participation time. If you'd like to stand, please do so now. Let's lift our voices and hearts to the Lord in praise.
Like never before. Your great name, the enemy need all the kids up front with me, please. All the kids. Come on, Brooke. I need somebody beautiful up here, Brooke. Come on up. We got to balance Jaden out here. Come on, Brooke. Thank you. Here you go. See? We need you. All right. There she is. All right. Today is Mission Sunday. Who wants to collect the missions money today?
Because I forgot mine.
Oh, well, they're real nice. The preacher's kid forgot his money. There you go. Collect it. While Jaden's doing that, today we're going to do a whole lot of remembering. We're going to be talking about remembering. Everybody listening? All right, Jaden, today you can go give that to Mr. Maddox back there, please. All right, you guys can sit down for a while because you're going to listen to me talk. If you want to sit down, Brooke, you can have the royal seat there if you want.
It's fine.
There you go. All right. Okay. Who can tell me what this weekend is? Can you hear me through that, Bryson? Am I coming in clear? Okay. All right. All right. What's tomorrow? Anybody know what we're celebrating tomorrow or what we're remembering tomorrow? Reagan. Memorial Day. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. A lot of not every mommy and daddy, but a lot of mommies and daddies have the day off tomorrow. And it's a very special day. The reason we have off tomorrow is to celebrate, but more than celebrating, we're remembering. Does anybody know what obviously it's called Memorial Day, so that means we're remembering something. Anybody know what we are called to remember tomorrow? What is everybody going to be trying to remember tomorrow? Anybody ideas, Jaden? Yeah, I do love you, but we're remembering some special people. Does anybody know what special people we're going to be remembering tomorrow, Reagan? Veteran, yes. Not all veterans, but most veterans, yes. But tomorrow, the country is set aside tomorrow to remember men and women who have been in the military. You're correct. They have gone to different places all over the world and have fought battles for us, but these men and women didn't get to come home because they died in the battlefield, all right? So there's a lot of mommies and daddies who have gone in the military, and they have gone to different places and served their country, and they miss their families very much, and they got to come home, and their kids got to hug them again and love them again. They got to be with their families. But then we also have men and women who, because they loved our country so much and they love you guys so much, they serve you by protecting you, and not everybody gets to come home. We lose some people. Does that make sense? So today, our country has set aside, today and tomorrow, our country has set aside this time to remember those people and to be thankful that God gave us some men and women who were brave enough to protect us, to protect all the freedoms you have. You have lots of freedoms, right, living in America? Yeah, lots of freedoms. We've talked about that. And those men and women have made sure that your freedoms are protected, and they gave their life for you. So we are remembering. That's the key word for today is remembering. All right? Right, Harlow? All right. And how about you put those on the table right now so we're not distracted? Okay? Because we're going to talk about some remembering. For thousands of years, God has wanted his people to remember different things. So as we're remembering soldiers on Memorial Day tomorrow, when you guys are having your cookouts, when you're having your vacations, whatever you're doing tomorrow, and you set aside some time to say thank you, Lord, for those men and women who took care of me and made sure that I'm protected here in America. God wants us to remember all different kinds of things. That's what I want to talk about. God gave you guys beautiful brains. All right? Raise your hand if you have a good brain. Anybody have a good brain? Well, Harlow, you didn't get a brain. I'm sorry. Your name is literally brain, you know. You're all given good brain. Brooke, you got a nice brain? No, you got your daddy's brain. I'm sorry. No. God gave us all good minds, and part of why God gave you a mind was to remember things. There, lots of animals can remember things, but not all animals were given the gift to remember things. They can't all remember what they did yesterday. They can't all remember what they ate yesterday, all right? You guys are different than animals. You are better than the animals, all right? God gave you brains that will remember. And God gave each and every one of you guys good brains, and that's something to be thankful for. So for thousands of years, God has been calling his people to remember different things. And this morning, I want to remind you guys, along with our adults, of some things that God wanted us to remember. And I thought, since we're doing Memorial Day, put your hand down, Jaden. We're not talking right now. Since we're remembering things this week, I thought it'd be neat to highlight some of the things that God wants us to remember, okay? So way back in Exodus chapter 20, what book of the Bible is Exodus? Is it the first, second, third, fourth Bible, book of the Bible? Second. So way at the beginning of the Bible in Exodus, you have Moses. Remember, Exodus is a lot about Moses and God's people, you know, doing what God asked them to do. And they're on, Moses goes to this mountain, and God gives Moses something to give all the people. Anybody know what that is? In Exodus chapter 20, God gives something to Moses to take down to the people. Anybody remember what that is? Jaden? The Ten
Commandments.
All right. So God's given his people some commandments to live by, things that God wants to see them to do or not to do. And one of those Ten Commandments, God says, I want you to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Does anybody know what the Sabbath was? It was a day of rest. How many days did God take to create the world?
Six.
And what did he do on the seventh day?
He rested,
and God wanted his people to rest. It's important to rest your body, right? And so that you can do what God wants you to do the rest of the 6 days, correct? Well, God said, when he said, I want you to keep it holy, he means I want you to set that side, that day aside as something special. All right? All right? And make it special. So we set aside Sunday. What do you guys do on Sunday mornings? Every Sunday morning, we set that day aside to come here and worship God, listen about God, talk to God, praise God, right? We dedicate this God, this day to this to our God, right? And we rest. Most people, I know there's some people that have to work on Sundays, but most of God's people, they listen to God and pay attention and are focused on God on Sunday, correct? So first thing, God, thousands of years, God says, I want you to remember the Sabbath. And keep it holy, because we're remembering him. Then in 1 Chronicles, God tells his people, in 1 Chronicles chapter 11, he says, I want you to remember the wonders God has done. Now that's a cool thing to remember. Give me three. What are three wonders that you know that God has done throughout history? Give me one. Somebody give me one wonder that God has done. What's one thing God has done, Jeremiah? Sorry?
People.
Heal people? Yes. That's pretty miraculous sometimes, isn't it? Or even the fact that God gave you bodies that heal themselves sometimes. When you get a cut, does the skin heal itself?
Yeah.
Has anybody ever got the flu? Yeah. Are you sick with the flu forever and ever and ever?
Yeah.
Does your body heal itself sometimes? Yeah. God gave you a beautiful body. That's one of the wonders of God. He gave you a body that heals. Have anybody broken a bone before? How am I? I'm not surprised, Bryson, that you've broken a bone. I believe it. Did your bone heal itself?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty wonderful, isn't it?
He jumped off the couch and he had to go get a cat.
I believe that. I believe that 100%. Yeah, Reese broke his hand doing something silly too, right? All right. What's another thing that God does? What's another wonder of God, Jaden?
Forgiven
us. Yeah, we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Yep, forgiven sin. What's another thing? Thinking about the Exodus. Let's just think about that story. When God took his people out of Egypt. Does anybody remember one of the wonders God did there? What did the people follow during the daytime in the desert? How did they know where to go? What did they follow? They didn't follow a stream. Does anybody remember what they followed? They didn't follow animals. A big pillar of something. Fire. Remember, that was a wonder of God. These people, in the middle of the wilderness, there's this huge pillar of fire that led them wherever they needed to go. They followed Moses, and Moses followed that pillar of fire. That's one of the wonders of God did. Name it one more. God did thousands of wonders, but who can name me one more that God did? He said, I want you to remember my wonders. See, if we don't remember them, we're going to forget what God does for us. What's another wonder that God does? Rainbow. That's a good one. What did God? Why did God give us a rainbow? Rainbows. Why did God give us rainbows? He would never flood the entire earth again. That is a promise. So every time we see a rainbow, who can we be reminded of is taking care of us every day? God, right? What a reminder he's given us in rainbows. So yeah, so he says, guys, I want you to remember, I gave you a good brain. I want you to remember to set aside a day to think of me. But then he says, I want you to remember all the wonders that I do in your life. And there's a reason he wants you to do that. We're going to talk about it at the very end. But he wants, there's a reason he wants you to remember all the wonderful things he does in your life. And then Ecclesiastes, he says, I want you to remember your creator. Who made you? Bryson, who made you? God made you? Did he put you in your mommy's tummy? When you were born? Yes, just say yes. Thank you. I see those wheels going. Thank you, Bryson. Yeah, I know. I thought I realized that after I said it. All right. Yes, God created you. How many of y'all have five fingers on one hand? Everybody got five fingers on the other hand. Who made those fingers?
God.
How many of you have eyes today?
Two.
How many eyes you got? Everybody got two here?
Three.
Who made those eyes?
God.
God created everything about you. Look exactly the way God wanted you to look. Because nobody else on earth looks like you, do they? Now, we look similar to some people, all right? Reese and Jaden, they look similar. You can tell they're brothers, all right? Reagan and Natalie, they look... Reagan and Harlow and Natalie, they look similar, but they don't look the same, right? Because they're sisters, all right? God made you exactly how he wanted you. He gave you the personality that he wanted to give you. He made everything about you exactly how he wanted you to be. And he says, you know what? I want you to remember that. I want you to remember who made you, who created you, and I want you to remember who created everything else. And there's going to be a reason for that. Just hang on to that, all right? So God wanted you to remember what? The Sabbath day. He wanted you to remember a special day that you think of God. He wants you to remember all the wonders that he does. And he wants you to remember who created you, correct? All right. Can everybody remember those three things? All right. Fourth thing. Now, in Galatians, we're into the New Testament now. Galatians chapter 2 says, I want you to remember the poor. Ooh, that's different. God says, I want you to remember the poor. Now, who are poor? Who are the poor? Sometimes there are people that have no money. There are people who have no friend. Raise your hand if you have good friends. You have no friend, Bryson? Boy, we're going to have to bring this kid in for... All right. Everybody, I'm your friend, Bryson. Don't ever forget that. Thank you. Don't ever forget that. Greg says he's your... You got some guys that are willing to claim you, all right? All right? There are people, though, in the world... There are people... Everybody pay attention. I'm not going to talk very long, okay? I promise. There are people in the world who have no friends. God says, I want you to remember those people who are poor that don't have friends. There's people that don't have anybody on earth that loves them. I want you to love those people. All right? So when God says, I want you to remember the poor, he's not just talking about people that don't have money. Yes, we're supposed to take care of people that don't have clothes, don't have food, all right, don't have different things. That's why we gave money to missions, right? To help people all over the world who need to know about what? Jesus, right? Okay, so God says, I want you to remember the poor. And then in Psalms... God says, I remember some things. Not only do I want you to remember some things, God says, I remember my covenant with you forever. Now, God made a new covenant in the New Testament, which is what you guys are. Does anybody know what a covenant is? That's a big word. A covenant is a promise. It's kind of like a contract that God made with you. When Jesus died on the cross... All right, listen, this is an important part. When Jesus died on the cross and his blood was shed for us, all right, he died. Did he have to die? No. Did he allow himself to die? Yes. All right. When Jesus died, he made a new promise for you that you never have to die forever. These bodies are going to die. Yes, you're right. But what's inside of us, our spirit, what makes us, what makes you you, that's going to live forever. And that was God's promise. God says, if you belong to my son Jesus, everybody here know Jesus? Yes, you do. I know you do. Everybody knows Jesus, all right? If you belong to him, you're never going to have to die forever because you belong to him. You get to inherit what Jesus inherits. Do you know what Jesus inherits? The kingdom of heaven. Everything in the kingdom of heaven is his. And guess what? You're going to be part of that. That's pretty cool, huh? So God says, I will remember my promise to you forever and ever. And I will keep you forever and ever. So God's going to make some promises and God's going to do some remembering. All right? Now, what's one thing God says? Now back to God saying, I want you to remember some things. That table says something right there. What do we do every Sunday? What does that table say? Yeah, this do in remembrance of me. What are we doing at the table here? Communion. We eat bread and we drink juice, right? God, Jesus told his disciples, I want you to do this to remember me. When we eat the bread, we think of Jesus' body that died on the cross, correct? When we drink the juice, we remember Jesus' blood that sealed the deal, that sealed the promise. This is a time to remember what Jesus did for you. What did Jesus do for you on the cross? He not only died, but when he died, what happened? You have the chance to be what? Forgiven. All your sins can be forgiven. Who is the only one? Do I have the ability to forgive all your sins? No. Does your moms or dads have the ability to forgive your... Do brothers and sisters, are they able to forgive sins? No. Who's the one and only person that can forgive your sins?
Jesus.
And that's what Jesus wants us to remember at communion time. All right, but this is the coolest part. This is the coolest part of remembering. Can God remember everything that ever happens for thousands and thousands of years?
Yes.
Yes. You know God chooses to forget one thing? God has the ability to forget something that you and I have a hard time to forget. How many of you have ever done something wrong? We call that sin. How many of you have ever sinned? Has mom or dad ever told you to do something and you didn't do it? Yeah. Or you hit your brother or sister and you know you shouldn't have done it? Or you took something that didn't belong to you? Or here's a big one. Or you lied and didn't tell the truth? You ever done that? All right. Okay, when you belong to Jesus, when you belong to Jesus and you ask Jesus to forgive your sins, do you know what happens? God forgets it. He doesn't even remember that you sinned. He cleans your sin gone. So if there's no sin there, can God remember it? No, that's pretty amazing, isn't it? We remember something. I remember hurting somebody's feelings at one time or another in my life. I remember maybe not telling the truth when I was a kid. I remember smacking my brother a couple times too. All right. But when we ask God to forgive us of those things, what does he promise he's going to do? What did I just say? He's going to forget it. Forget it. So on this day of remembering, remember, who are we remembering tomorrow on Memorial Day? Soldiers. As we're remembering people, God says, hey, I want you to remember me too and all the wonderful things I've done. And I want you to also remember the things I have forgotten. I have forgotten your sins, all right? But as we remember, I'll go back to the beginning. God gave you a brain, right? And he wants you to remember all those things for a very good reason. He wants you to be able to share Jesus with other people. Do you know what? Can I tell you what one of the easiest ways to share Jesus with other people is? Tell your story. Tell people what Jesus, because all of you have a different story than I do. Tell people what Jesus has done. You've all lived different lives. I haven't lived your life. I don't know everything that you've gone. You guys have gone through situations that I've never gone through, and I've gone through situations you've never gone through. I don't know what it's like to be a girl. Girls go through different things than boys, right?
They like put on makeup.
Right. They like, yeah, see, I don't do makeup. All right?
I'm beautiful.
And, you know, and I don't, you know, I'm 47 now. Is that old or young? Thank you, Bryson. Can always count on my brother there. All right. Yeah, but I'm not as young. Sometimes I forget what it's like to be 8 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old. Okay, thank you. All right. So we all have different experiences, and Jesus says, I want you to remember what I've done for you so you can tell your story to people. So, real quick, it's your guys' turn. I want everybody to tell me one thing, because this is practice. Pretend I don't know Jesus. Pretend I don't know who Jesus is. Everybody tell me one thing that in your life that Jesus has done for you. It can be different. Everybody's can be different. Jeremiah, what's one thing? How old are you? In 5 years, what's one thing Jesus has done for you? What? Heal yourself. He's given you the ability to heal yourself. That's wonderful. He gives us the body. He gives us the ability to be healed. Adelaide, what's one thing Jesus has done for you in your life?
He made me smart.
He made you smart. All right. Glad you think so. No, I'm just kidding. No. We have some very smart kids in this church. We have been very blessed. Yeah, he gave you a very good brain and the ability to, and now he'll expect you to use that brain as you get older, right? Reagan, what's one thing God's given you? You guys got to speak loud. No, he forgave. Oh, I've lost control now. All right. But no, he does. He's given us forgiveness. Reagan is absolutely right. God has given us forgiveness. And that's something we need to tell people about. Bryson, what's one thing that Jesus has done for you? He made you what?
Read,
the ability to read. So now you have the ability to read what he wants you to hear, right? Read the Bible if you want to read the Bible. Or any books or anything to learn or whatever. He's given you the ability. He's opened up your whole world to be able to read. Absolutely. What has Jesus done for you? You know how to tie shoes?
Kind of.
You're doing better than Jaden. Jaden struggles with that.
I know how to tie a doppelganger.
That stuff's important, right? That we can tie and stuff so we don't run around with no feet, no shoes on our feet. No feet, yeah. All right. Jaden, what's one thing Jesus has done for you?
He made me dumb.
No, we're not being silly. Not being silly right now. What's one thing?
He made him laughing
gas. No, that's very good. Yes, you're right. Raise your hand if you have a very good mommy or daddy, or both. Poor Bryson doesn't have a very good... Okay, there you go.
I'm a good dad.
All right. Well, oh, okay. At least dad's okay.
All
right, Brooke, you got a good mom or dad? Mediocre? At best? All right. Yes, that's a great gift. That's a great gift from God. There are a lot of children all over the world who don't have good mommies and daddies that love them and take good care of. There are kids that don't, and you guys have been blessed with mommies and daddies that do love you, take care of you. Did everybody get fed today? Anybody going hungry today? Mommies and daddy give you, you're like Jane, you're always hungry. No food for you. Oh boy. Everybody got clothes today? Nobody's running around naked today? That came from mommy and dad, mommy and daddy? Mommy and daddy they let you do fun things with them? Yeah. So moms and dads, and you know what the best thing mom and daddy did for you guys today? Raised you and bringing you into church and making sure you're at church today to learn about God. That's probably the most important thing your mommy and daddies can do for you is to teach you about Jesus and how much he loves you, how much he cares for you, and what he has done for you and what he wants to do for you. Brooke, what's one thing Jesus has done for you? Gave you an amazing sister. What does she want, Emily? She wants a ride pretty soon when you're driving, right? Yes, you did get a wonderful sister. So, hey, just given one thing, we can see that God's done some amazing things for each and every one of us. And he wants you to remember those things to tell your story. Tell your story. He wants you to tell your story wherever you go. When people ask you, why do you go to church? What's one thing you can say when people ask you, why do you go to church?
So I can learn about Jesus.
Right. And because of what Jesus has done for? Me. Yes, for us. Okay? All right. You guys were kind of good listeners today. I'll give you a kinda today, all right? There's been much better, but you did kinda good listening. So everybody stand up, and I'm going to say, if it's okay with everybody's parents, we're going to hold hands today. Is that all right with everybody? All right, everybody hold hands. Jeremiah, sorry, Jeremiah, you got to hold girls' hands. I'm sorry.
He's embarrassed.
All right. Okay, I want to pray for you guys and pray that God just continues to do some amazing things with you guys, all right? And then I'm going to talk to the adults for 1 second, all right? And then we're going to be done with church. Let's bow our heads. Father God, I thank you so very much for these kids. Lord, I thank you for putting them in our church family. Father, they bring so much joy. They bring so much fun into our church. And that, Lord, that's what the world needs a lot sometimes. It's just fun and joy. And we thank you for allowing these kids to be a part of our family. Lord, I ask that you'll continue to grow these kids, that they would know who you are, that they would have a huge story to tell the world when they're grown up of what you have done for them. Father, I ask that you will bless their families and their homes that they live in, that they would be places where they know that they are safe and loved and cared for. We thank you for the moms and dads that you have given them, moms and dads that love them and make sure that they know who Jesus is and what Jesus wants for them. Father, I pray that you would protect them wherever they go, that they would know that you are with them and that you would guide them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys can go back and sit with moms and dads or whoever you're here with today, grandmas and grandpas, whoever. And Adelie, very nice job today. Thank you so very much for doing your special music today. Just a reminder to all the adults, don't forget, this is a weekend of remembering. We are remembering the American soldier and what the American soldier has done on our behalf of giving the ultimate price of their life. But we're also remembering Jesus each and every Sunday. And as I was just reading to the kids, Jesus has asked us to remember a lot of things. And there was a reason. This is not just for kids. You have a life story to share with the world. You have a life story. Every one of your stories is unique, like the kids'. You have been through life experiences that none of us have experienced. Share your life story wherever you go. Speak. I love when we were saying there's power in the name of Jesus. When you speak the name of Jesus in your life story and you fit it into any life conversation, there is power there. The enemy has to flee. We know that. When the name of Jesus is mentioned, the enemy flees. And the gates are open, wide open, for you to share the love of Jesus to whoever it is that you're talking, family member, a friend, a coworker, whatever God's given you the opportunity to speak Jesus to. Take full advantage of that. So as we are bowing our heads tomorrow, on for some of us a day off, and you're enjoying your day and you're enjoying your freedoms that you get to celebrate in any way, shape, or form, you get to celebrate tomorrow. Find a quiet time of your day to just simply bow your head. And remember Jesus. Remember what he did for you. Man, the ultimate soldier who gave his life for you for eternity. The American soldier has given us freedom, has given us protection, has given us a security, and they've given their lives for that. Jesus has taken care of your eternity in making you secure, safe, and free forever. So we got some important people to remember this week. I just want to encourage all of you to take the time with your family this week to remember that and to speak the name of Jesus when you get an opportunity to. Like every other Sunday, if you have not begun your life with Jesus, we want to give you the opportunity to do that this morning. If you want to accept him as Lord and Savior of your life, if you want to acknowledge that he is the Son of God, he and he alone has the ability to forgive your sins and rid you of all guilt, rid you of all sin, rid you of anything that hinders you from coming to the throne of God and receiving the gift of eternal life. We invite you this morning to come forward and accept that gift from Jesus Christ. For the rest of us, go home. Like I said, spend time this week with yourself, with your family, and remember Jesus. Remember what he's done. It is Jesus that gave us the soldiers that we're celebrating tomorrow, who gave their lives freely for us. So that's a lot to ask God for. It's a lot to thank God for in this coming week. So let's stand together and let's sing together.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of the Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His Spirit, loving His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.